You see, if you could just once get it in through your thick skull. You see, that them satanic angelic spirits was first in heaven. You see? And did you notice that his tail to the third part for the stars of heaven? Now who do you know that can give you any, well, let's say a good guess about how many stars there are up in the sky? You see? It's an innumerable. And his tail drew the third part of the stars from heaven. Is that right? The third part of them now. Now why a third? You see? I want to know why a third. Do you know? Well, then somebody will have to tell you if you don't know. See? Three-thirds equals a whole. Is that almost right? It's just like you divide it, just like you draw it. Something here on the board. See? And then you divide it up into three parts. There's one, this one part, this two parts. That's three. You see what I mean? Now, this is what happened. This all this part is drawn out. Then it's a third of it. Is that right?
Right, right, right.
See, it's tailed in the third part. Of the stars from heaven. See, all this part. Then you only have two parts left. See? That's a whole lot of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See? And then what died?
And the great dragon was cast out.
And the great dragon was cast out.
That old serpent.
That old serpent.
Called the devil and Satan.
Called the devil and Satan.
Which deceived the whole world.
Now he deceived the whole world. Now watch! See? Right back here in the dark. You see? And all of the posterity will come from that. See, that old thing, that old devil, cast out. See? And all the millions of satanic spirits. Now look, in heaven, they were called angels. See? And when they're cast out into the earth, they're demons. You understand? That's the reason why you get the dragon, you see. Because in this brand of this thing, and another one's preaching and teaching something else, and another one's teaching something else. See, seven major, you see. Top one, seven major, you see. And all the rest of the little infringements and all their body right up into that. You understand? All their body into this one satanic spirit. Though they be men, there's all embodied in one. That's right. You understand? And Yahuwah, he's seven blue there too, which means complete. You see? And everything is embodied within him. You understand? Now, in order to make that picture, he's got to take that man and put that man down there, and then take the woman out of the man, and take the woman and create her, and let her be the mother of all this. You see what I mean? That's why you take the natural things. To look back at the spiritual. That's what you got in Romans 1:19-20. Is that right?
Right.
Now them satanic spirits, the third part of them was cast out and cast down. And that's called the devil and Satan and his angels. You understand? All his demons. You see? And all of them is embodied in Satan, all that one dragonic beast. Do you understand how I'm talking about? Good. All right, please. I said, you said the devil and Satan, is that right?
That's right.
Now, you see, now, Jackson, you come back over here and read over here about that old serpent being cast out.
Right.
Over here in the third chapter of Genesis, you know it's talking about that same one.
Right.
You see, over there in Genesis. And he just come right straight on down. See, right straight on down. You see? Now, let me, I ought to say this to you. Now, here's how you get food. See, now, here's how you get food. With your finger, right on it, in the Bible. That's the reason why I say this is not a Bible reading that you're supposed to find there. And if you notice the disposition and things of the devil and the temptations in the world, I say the top way to baptize the land. Say, buddy, he put the scripture. The devil did not go on and take up a whole lot of stuff, you understand? He put the scripture to it. He said it's written.
Right.
If you be the son, you see, you understand? Command these stones to be made bread. See, for it's written. You understand? It's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hand shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. See, that boy's going by what's in the book.
Right.
see? That's you. You see, one of them devils come along and tell you anything. Tell you that the Pope has hanged you through the tower and put you in heaven. You understand what I'm talking about? And just done scared the living daylights out of you. You see what's going on? You're afraid to come out of that to anybody. You see, you're all crystallized and all formed up with it. You see, and go down back. You talk about going back to your granddad, you talk all the way back here. They come down out of there. And now the time has come when he poured out his Holy Spirit. See, there hasn't anybody got it. All right. Yeah. You see? Now, I want to show you where it gets called up at. That's what I'm trying to show you. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? You see? Well, you got New Testament there. You see? You got that, and now the birth of Jesus was on this wife. And you go on down and you see the things that he did. Circumcision. Baptism, you see, it goes to the Passover, you see, it goes in his mess, goes to the Passover. Now you're reading that. Now Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's the Bible. Now the devil, I've kind of told you that Jesus was setting an example for that, and that you should do as he did. See, you understand? Now, you see, what he was doing was fulfilling that which he had instituted. And this is what you got a record of him fulfilling. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You see, and everything that the apostles said, they refer back there to the scripture.
Right.
They show you the fulfillment. It's written. Abraham had two sons. Well, you see?
Yeah,
right. Every time one comes up, he tells you that. But you see, here's what I'm trying to say to you. See, the preacher, the devil, he comes up and says, look, I'm going by the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it says, Peter said, as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we show forth his death and suffering till he comes. He's got his finger right on the Bible. He got that Jesus was baptized. He got his finger on, see? Now, you can't dispute that. You see?
Right.
You see the point?
That's right.
And anybody can read it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? And he said, now, look, I'm not following the Bible. You see? And the folks, he got that, you know, running around saying mass everywhere. You understand? Saying mass. And laying stuff on the tongue and all that. And so awful particular about the linen cloth and everything covered, and the so precious blood of God's word of Messiah, and he came and raised it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Now that's a stupendous miracle. Yeah. And you stupid enough to celebrate the
right,
you see? And now look, and let's get this straight now. See, he told them that was the last time that he was ever the last time. He won't do that way, no. You see? See, now, all the way before he was born. Now, what you got in here is a vow of him to fulfill. Now, you see, you come along and you say that you can see the devil with his finger on it, too. Then Jesus said for us to do this. Now, see, that was in this place.
Right.
See, that was in this world.
Right.
That was in this age. You see what I mean? Now, you take the natural. That's what it is. Look at the natural. It's the spiritual. So now, when the blessed man comes, that means that spiritual man is out of it.
All
right. And then we come over into this place. Where the Holy Spirit is poured out. You see what I'm talking about? Now then, here comes the devil. Right. You see? He tells you, Jesus said, it's often to eat this bread and drink this cup. You so forth his death and so. Jesus was baptized, you understand? And he resurrected that going baptized. And he preached the gospel. Like that. Whereas all of the natural, it was given back as a schoolmaster to bring up so you know what's in the spirit. You see?
All right.
It's brought it out. It's nailed to the cross. See? The natural name is nailed to the cross. You too. You understand? And now we're walking in a heavenly manner. We're born in the image of the earth. Now we're walking in the spirit. You see? Now that bread is too easy when you go home. See, and it's masticated, goes on down to the esophagus, goes on down into the intestinal tract, and it's masticated, digested, and assimilated, and it passes through the abdominal, passes on into the bloodstream. That gives you physical strength.
Right.
You see? And that's right. And just as much so as
that it
goes, and the blood points to the life.
Right.
You see? Just stand the life of life,
right.
Now this, death and the breath of life. You see? Then now you've got that to see the breath of life. Now that's the fact. See? But now that's not what happened.
Right.
See? That's stretching the physical body.
Right.
Now, and it don't do you no good whatsoever when it comes to the spirit.
Right.
So now the bread we have to give you now is that real bread, which is the spirit.
Okay.
See? And if you don't eat that, or if you can take the back, You will never die. Now, we're not talking about the physical body.
All right.
Do you understand?
Right.
And that's how the devil fools us. Saying reading in the Bible, you understand? You see? They said Jesus answered to feet alive.
That's right.
See, thankful that instituted fulfill all things.
That's right.
See, the things got to be instituted that you can fulfill. That's right. We've got the Bible here.
Right.
Now, Romans chapter 10 talks to both do that. Well, now, here's what I'm going to say. The man doesn't know hell, you see. Now, here's what I'm going to say. You got all these devils out here. You understand? You got them all out here. They've cast out heaven and calling his preachers and folks and cardinals and bishops and whatnot, you see, and the reverend and so forth and so on. Now, here you set the congregation. You see? Now you have got to hear the truth.
Right.
And the truth will make you free.
That's right.
It will deliver you from everything natural, even deliver you from this physical body that you might have an incorporeal.
Right.
You understand? And yet he's playing around with the natural thing. You see what I'm talking about? And when you get straightened out, then you can see that in it.
Yeah.
My spirit can cry a little bit and talk a little bit, but us preaching the word of God indeed is dead. All that kind of spasmodic stuff. You see what I'm talking about? Yawning and wiping sweat. Down preaching and gossiping. And eating and snacking. And throwing something up and eating and drinking. And so forth. Not dashing, wiping, going out. Not realizing that he went to the grave. Come right back out and drank right back to the grave.
Right.
And that secret 7 days. Feast of unleavened bread. Is that right?
Right.
And if you keep on talking right straight back up there. And here's Raymond. You know, told Thomas, you did not remember that.
And Thomas
didn't want to leave the resurrection of the dead. Now when you say, there's often decreases lift, you cause the trouble to death and something to become, you're preaching that he's dead and buried and never
ever resurrected from
the dead. Right. But that don't spell nothing. You don't tell a damn thing. You don't know nothing. The hair won't go out. Why do you want to try to mock somebody if he's not like some man? Why not be like Yahweh?
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? See, that's why I said, you see, quit trying to play. Get in. All that kind of stuff. Get on down to business.
All right.
You see? All right. Now, when they go to land roads, all the American and all that, I'll conform to that. I'll get me a lower plan. If everybody don't win, I ain't going to win. See, I'm going to wear pants. See, and a suit. You understand? And I'm going to cut my hair off. See? I don't want no light strap on top of my head. See, I just might as well tell you straight about it. Being conformed. Now, when I go wear mine like that, then all the rest of you do it. Say, if all y'all don't cut yours off, I'm going to cut mine off too. Somebody said, well, I don't care what you say. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it just myself. I got the Holy Spirit. Them the foolish.
All right.
That I'm trying to tell you about. See, the reason why y'all was inside didn't shave his head. The vow of an Nazarite. Vow of an Nazarite. In order to fulfill the scripture, you had to have a beard.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
But I want to tell you. I want to tell you this. When John saw him in the spirit, you see, hair like lamb's wool. You never seen a lamb's hair grow all around shaggy and all like that, like you do on a goat.
Right.
You see? Now, there's a difference between the flesh and the spirit.
All right.
You see? Now, he didn't shave. He didn't take his hair off because he had that. Now, look, he wasn't signing no vow, no
nasty. Right.
But he's going to fulfill the whole thing.
Right.
You see what I mean? You see the point? Yes. But since he was from Nazareth, you see, and he's going to fulfill everything, all them vows, so then he let his hair grow. See, until after his
bow.
That's right.
And then cut it off. That's right. Until the bow's up. That's right.
That's right. Paul, when he went to Jerusalem, man, that little bell on me. When he went to Jerusalem, up that priest of them Jews, you understand? That was so devout and holding to the law. You know what he did? Shaved his head. He went up there. Up that Pentecost. Just shaved his head. So that they would think that he was a Nazarene, you understand? Shaved his head. Like Bishop Stark got his and shaved. Why, yes, I'm not trying to make no diabolical remark about anything. I'm just trying to show you how people are deceived by these satanic spirits. Posing with their regalias and their robes and their dresses, all in outward signs. You see? And don't know a thing about God. None of them. See? You see what I'm talking about? And we don't want you to be like that.
That's right.
We want you to conform so that they can't tell you about your dress. Right. You see? You understand? You can't tell them about me. And not even by the color.
Yeah.
See? So that you can conform. And all be the same. And conform with you. I don't know. Somebody might look at somebody going down the street and going down and say, well, that's a hippie. You see what I'm talking about? Or they might say, well, that's, if it happened to be a black man, say, well, that's a black fancy. You see, oh, that's a black mug. You see, get on away from that junk.
Right.
I don't want nobody branding me like that.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's all right.